Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Hey, buddy! There's Jim hanging out in the trunk. Just, hey, I'm like, whoa!
That's
so are we discovering what Dylan doesn't mind sticking up his ass?
I'm thinking that's the case.
Sean, thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Jim's BBQ podcast.
It's always a pleasure.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Sean.
It's not it off.
Am I Twitter? No.
You can... I just fucking starts the week over here.
Gotta get those pants off, but...
I can see my dick again! Get in my belly!
Hi, welcome to episode 61 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
Wait, what the fuck? Did you just throw up your name?
No, when you said, are you ready, Chris? It made me think of that Belle Biv DeVoe song where they're like, hey, Ron. He's like, yeah. He's like, ready? He's like, yeah. He's like, you ready, Chris? I'm ready. You ready, Bron? I'm ready.
He's just thinking this in his head, and he's like, oh, shit, I have to say something.
Jim!
Can I get all the letters out at once?
So. Dude, when you said, are you ready, Chris, it sounded exactly like that dude. And that song.
Oh, man. I'm not sure I'm the only one who might have spoke something today.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Dylan?
I fucking do not.
Hold on.
We haven't even said that.
We're off to a great stop.
they don't even know who I am yet.
Well, who are you?
Or this mystery other voice. You know, I'm Dylan. Yeah, that's me.
And we have a special guest with us tonight, a return guest, someone who has...
He might be leaving pretty soon.
He might be leaving pretty quickly. He hasn't been on the podcast since, well, the cruise episodes.
That's right. Here you go. Wait a second.
Here it is. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
Yeah, I know it.
That. Now you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
Welcome to episode 61 of Jim's BBQ podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
I guess I'm Dylan.
And we have a special guest with us tonight, returning finally, long awaited return.
One of our
favorite guest hosts of all time, of almost 2 years of doing this podcast. It's Chris.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Thank you for that those nice words there, Mike.
You're welcome.
It was
yes,
all
it
heartfelt.
Was, much better than how we originally started out.
Oh, but we're leaving all that in. You know we have to.
that's not even
going into an Easter egg. That's going right into the main part of the episode.
We leave it all in.
Yeah, man.
We leave it all in. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. From the tip all the way.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going to go with that.
Mike just failed human anatomy. He's just like,
but I was going to go from the tip all the way down the shaft.
And to the balls.
Well, Chris, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you on an episode where, I mean, as great as your stories are, as great as you are weaving tales, we don't have like a tale of woe to hear from you. We're just going to have fun tonight and just converse about some various topics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not quite sure I know how to feel about this without tales of woe.
Chris is like, he's like, can you call me back in a few weeks? Hasn't been long enough since the latest tragedy.
Well, I mean,
I need some time to formulate here, buddy.
Well, I mean, like the previous episode, you know, like, or the previous episode was the cruise one where we heard all about you and Melissa and your
Tolkien-esque journey.
Yes.
On my birthday, don't forget.
On your birthday.
On your birthday. I mean, not to spoil the whole thing, but if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. What was it, like episode 43, 44, somewhere in that range.
Oh, if they haven't heard it by now, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Like Chris Seymour, go fuck yourself.
Just find out. Can I?
I do know it's the one after Janet McCarthy Bible study.
Nice.
And then the other one, of course.
Oh, it's called a gag gift, right?
Maybe. That might be the one after it. It's somewhere near there. And then the other episode, of course, was Metal Face Solid.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yes.
About me.
Yes.
It's all about Chris.
But, hey, you know what? So we got some fun topics and everything to talk about tonight. But welcome back.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What the fuck?
I'll be right back.
Are you killing somebody? Did you just kill someone? Did
you
just kill somebody?
Christ.
Or he shit his pants.
You know what I heard? I heard him open a can, and I bet it like sprayed all over him. That would be my theory.
I think he should have to do the show like soaking in that.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go the other route and like say that he had to do it naked, and I don't think that's the first time he's done it naked.
Exactly. No one would ever really know unless he brings it up. So you know.
Oh no, he's put
brings
on,
it brings it up.
Brings it up. He's put it on. He's put his webcam on, Chris.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and we see those vertical pepperonis on his on his chest. Yes.
Are you back, Jim? No, he's not back. I thought I heard him.
I did hear a noise in the background.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think he killed someone.
I heard him back.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, did the soil come up all right in the backyard?
No, I didn't kill anybody.
What the hell did you do?
I spilled something.
All over yourself.
Not all over myself, but partly on the table and...
Are you now naked while potting?
He's like, I'm not dirty, but fuck it.
Not that I'm not, never have done that, but.
Isn't that what I just said, Chris?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Here I thought I was going to get to live out that fantasy like in first person live action.
Yeah, I feel like there was.
Well, isn't that the episode we're all going to do the next time they're up in Rochester? Is we're just going to do an episode naked?
Get naked with Jim's BBQ pod.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be so. It's like some Eyes Wide Shut shit right there. Someone just like walked in on that. It's just like sitting there naked.
Hi, welcome to Jim's BBQ podcast. I'm Mike, and I'm naked.
Dude, I swear to God, I think there was one time, like, I was, like, either when Jim and I were, like, crashing at Mater's house, or maybe it was when we were on vacation, but I swear to God, one time, like, Jim got up to use the bathroom, and it woke me up, and then I, like, opened my eyes, and I was like, what's that? Because it was, like, slightly illuminated in the room.
Oh, my dick glows in the dark.
It was slightly illuminated. I swear, he wasn't wearing any fucking boxers.
Holy shit.
And I was just like, and then I'm like, oh, wait, his boxers are just completely rolled up into, like, his legs from sleeping weird.
Wait, why didn't you tell me about this one?
Which one?
What you just posted, Jim.
Oh, Sean gave it to me.
Oh, okay. That wasn't at the restaurant or brewery. Gotcha.
I'm going to taste it here in a minute.
All right, well, we'll get into that topic shortly, but before we get there, don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod for all your daily wants on the pictures and the tweets and the what have you.
You can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com and tell us how happy you are at Chris return, or just go straight to www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
You'll get like one email. It'll be from Chris. It'll be like, I'm so happy I returned.
Yay.
Yay. He won't be so sure after this. This first 20 minutes.
Oh my god, that was pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
So, Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Voodoo Brewery from Pittsburgh, PA, called Breakfast of Champions. It is a oatmeal milk stout brewed with coffee, syrup, and cocoa nibs.
Ooh. As some of you may have heard, Jim has now acquired a taste for beer, specifically stouts.
Yes.
So
I still think the IPAs and PPAs and DPAs and whatever else there are out there, they still blow.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I'm actually drinking perhaps one of your favorite beers, by name anyway.
By name. Oh, a Who Farted?
Oh, it's from Trogues Brewing. It's the Nimble Giant.
Oh, the Nimbly Mimbly.
Yep.
Giant.
Yep. Which is a double IPA for those playing at home. Dylan, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Prairie Artisan Ale's Phantasmagoria, which is a double IPA, and it's quite nice.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry, I took bong rip there.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
It's really a lot of like grapefruit and I like orange peel. Not orange like juice, but orange peel. It's really good.
I made sure I warmed it up too, Mike.
I've been logged out of the Jim's BBQ Instagram. What the hell, man? I wanted to see if you posted what you were drinking tonight, Chris.
Oh, well, yes, my all-time healthy, I have cranberry raspberry juice.
A.K.A. Grimace?
That's right.
Is that what you posted, Dylan?
I'm going to give him his own upload, actually.
Oh, well, you didn't think of it, did you?
I didn't have enough room in the layout.
Gotcha. So what else is going on, guys? Anything in your worlds?
New job's going along pretty well.
Yeah.
So it definitely.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
Copy editing.
That sounds awful.
It's not bad at all. It's a media website, so.
Cool.
Some words involved.
Have you had any issues with the bathrooms at the new job yet?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. That's. I'm glad to hear you're turning over a new leaf with that.
There's an alarmingly little amount of hobos that come into the bathroom to interrupt me while I'm taking care of business.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. I mean, Chris, if you haven't heard, I mean, his previous place of employment always had issues with bathrooms.
Yeah.
The bathrooms there were always just a train wreck and a comedy of errors and calamities, and anything you could think of that happened or that you think could happen there.
No. You could write like a really depressing comedy about it.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity. I mean, wasn't it hard to kind of like give up that much good material then?
Oh, I could never give it up. It's too good.
Oh, do you mean for like the podcast?
For just life in general, but yeah, the podcast, the stories, I mean.
Hey, Chris, I mean, you've met Dylan a few times. You know that stories will just follow him.
That's true. They come and find him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there won't be any shortage of stories coming out of Dylan. So
no one's going to make a poop joke.
You know, there were a lot of ways to take that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we know what you're saying. So I had an interesting occurrence last night, and I took a picture and sent it to you guys, and I kind of wanted to tell Chris about it. I was doing some yard work last night after I got home from work, and I did a little bit of lawn mowing, and then I was doing some weeding out in the front yard, Chris, and I happened to look over at this one section near our front walk. I'm looking at this thing, and it's this weed, or what I thought was a weed, is just going straight up in the air, probably a good 2-3 feet. I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm looking at it closer. I realize it's literally a stalk of corn.
You have corn?
Corn.
How did you get corn in your front yard?
Okay. So, well, there's a
bunch. Wow, Jim.
There's a bunch of different theories going around about this. A, you know, we did have Dylan over here at one point, And we thought the theory was is that maybe he had a little poop accident and shit out some corn kernels, you know, in our front yard.
Well, that's probably, I can actually understand how that theory came to be.
That's my theory.
Right. That could be a possibility. The more plausible possibility of it is our neighbor, our wacky neighbor that likes to feed all the animals. She puts out a mix of things that includes kernels of corn. And what we presume happened is one of the critters brought one of those kernels over and dropped it into the ground, and it planted a stalk of corn for us.
Nice. So are you harvesting that? Are you going to let it grow?
You know, I asked Liz that question, and she was of the mind that I should get rid of it. So
they have like $1.50 in corn over the course of the summer.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
I know. We might get like 2 ears out of it.
Yeah, and then you guys could like maybe get like tax reductions on being farmers.
Oh, maybe. Huh. That might be a good plan.
There's something there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take it out. But it was just one of those things, you know. Saw it, thought it was funny. Sent a picture to the guys. I don't think they realized at first what it was.
But, I thought it was weed.
It took me a minute.
Dylan, you thought it was weed?
Yeah.
This is my house. Oh, and in the front of the house, too, Jim. Yeah, that would be really discreet, huh?
Well,
I just thought it was a random growth.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm living like in, Ridgewood, New Jersey or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Jim, how about you? What's going on with you, man? I know I've seen you all over the place trying out some beers, I think, and...
Yeah, trying out this, what's it called again? Breakfast of Champions? Yeah. Not too bad. Like I said, I made sure it was kind of like a room temperature, just a little bit colder. Had it sitting out for a while, you know, don't like to drink my stouts warm or cold, I should say, like from the fridge.
Right.
I just know some people that do.
All right.
Sean. Anywho.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's nothing major going on.
How about you, Chris? Anything going on lately?
I ran the corporate challenge yesterday, and I have to say, I hate running. It's awful.
Oh, I agree.
It was absolutely miserable. I don't know why, but I'm hoping that somehow I'll get chicken wings out of it. That's what I ran for last year in this, is that my boss challenged me, and we had a bet for chicken wings, so I was like, I'll run for chicken wings.
Huh.
But okay. He bowed out yesterday, so due to a family emergency, so I'll let him go on that one, but I still want my chicken wings, so I'm thinking, like, win by forfeit, but it was awful, and I've decided that running is stupid. So
I agree.
Thing that likes running but
stupid.
It's stupid. I mean, seriously, you even talk to good runners. They're like, yeah, my lungs hurt, my sides hurt, I'm getting cramps, I blah, 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 blah. But I love this. I'm like, it's kind of like Stockholm Syndrome.
Can you please make that, like, your quote for the 2020 election? Like, Lee Simon, running sucks.
Yeah, running sucks.
Like, you're running for office?
Well, there you go, it's metaphorical.
Yeah.
Oh.
Running for office. I'm walking for office.
Ah.
Dude, we've got this planned out.
That's right.
Okay, Chris, this is going to be like those movies where just random people get elected president for some reason because they got caught on the news saying something smart.
Or dumb.
But everyone agreed with it. Mm. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that how the current guy got elected? All right, whatever.
Going to say, that's disturbingly like what we have now.
Yeah. I know something else that's been going on with Chris lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's pretty cool. I mean, I know I've shared some pictures with you guys of late. We've been doing a lot of, what would you call it, gaming? Is that the right term?
True. We've been having Monday Magic nights.
Yeah, we've been playing a little Magic the Gathering. It's been interesting.
My mind went somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Where'd your mind go, Dylan? I'm sorry, Chris. Yeah, so like we started gaming.
If the audience is wondering, we had a little bit of, we'll call it technical difficulty, so to speak.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The world may never know. Yeah.
You should get like a little splash screen that you can put up or something for that.
It'll just be like a boo.
There you go.
Now resuming regular broadcast.
in progress. So yeah, we've been doing some magic. It's been quite fun. Teaching you guys all that. That's been a good time every other Monday.
Yeah.
You know, get some help from a friend of mine who actually works for Wizards of the Coast and has been sending us some stuff from his stash of magic goodies. So that's been nice.
Yeah. The other cool thing is, I mean, just getting to hang out with some people, you know, like on a, you know, semi-regular basis, you know?
Yeah, being social.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Dylan does it all the time. He always seems to be socializing with people.
Yeah. I mean, I go out quite a bit. I mean, these guys always give me shit for not being social. And, you know, I think I go out a lot. And
I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, not that I go out a lot. Absolutely
well, there's a
not.
Difference
I think
between being social and going out.
Yeah, but, like, when I go out, I'm, like, going out and meeting up with people and hanging out and having some drinks and talking with them and shit like that, man. And that's the epitome of being social, is it not?
I don't know, man.
I think he's thinking, like, you're not social the way, like, I'm social, which is...
Oh, fuck, no, man. You're, like, you're the social butterfly of this group, I would say.
Yeah, that's all
oh,
I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't touch Dylan whatsoever as far as social.
Oh, thank God
yeah.
you don't.
Yeah.
Much to his chagrin. But, I mean, yeah. like, you've seen me and Dylan, though. I mean, we'll... Which is strange, because Dylan is very... like, a pretty shy person when you get to know him, but... Like, we'll go up and talk to anybody, unless it's female for Dylan, then he gets all weird about it. But, you know, we'll just strike up conversations.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, yeah, I mean, you seem like a very, very much like a people kind of guy, Jim. Like, a life of a party kind of guy.
Yeah, but I hate people, but I love gatherings. That's such a, like, true
no,
statement from
that.
Clerks. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I just, well, you guys have both seen me. Well, Chris probably has, too. I just randomly will go talk to people or whatever. And for some reason, people feel the need to come talk to me or whatever. Like, how many times have we been walking somewhere and, like, somebody will just look over and it could be us three together and they'll look at me and I'm like, hey. I'm like, hey. You know, like, just walking somewhere.
It is true. I think if it's the three of us, it's like, well, that guy is tall. So I'm scared.
Oh, they're so, like, scared of me. So
and,
they won't even...
And I'm obviously not going to speak to this child, so I'll go to the responsible adult.
Yeah, little do they fucking know.
Yeah,
little do they fucking know that the tall guy is the actual responsible one.
But the good news
the
is...
The only thing that's correct
is mistaken about Dylan being responsible.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's never going to be the case. I mean, come on. Between the three of us? I mean, between the three of us, Dylan. Come on.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, I've been taking, rigorous notes, you know, social media on this site, man. I have not forgotten my duties.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Who's forgotten their duties?
Wait, your evidence.
Oh, we're talking about duty?
Yeah. I think Jim might have forgotten his duties a couple places.
I don't know. I think Mike had to post the last episode information.
Oh, that's true.
Wagger.
Wow, he does have you there, Dylan.
He does. He actually does.
Yeah. You know, Jim could post episode 60 at any time.
I could, but I got to download it first.
All right. Well, speaking of duties and speaking of responsibilities, I sent you guys a homework assignment.
Whoa,
is everybody prepared for class?
I am, Professor.
All right. Well, I knew you would be.
Professor Mike.
By person.
Hey, I did it.
You did it?
I did do it.
I think the only one that really bitched was Jim.
How did I bitch?
Wow, did you guys how defensive he got?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, not to bury the lead at all, but we found this thing on Facebook that was like it was like things that you have done in your life. And a dollar amount attributed to each of them, I guess is the best way to put it. Because some of them are, like, criminal, but some of them really aren't. Or I wouldn't perceive them as being criminal.
Just to see how much you'd be, like, worth in terms
right.
of crimes.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought it would be interesting, you know, like, obviously you do your own total, right? And that's fun. But how about if we did totals for, like, each other?
Oh, so, like, we guessed?
Yeah. Yeah, like you guess what Jim did, you guess what I did, you guess what Chris did.
Okay.
I do have a question, though.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of, like, you know, you've always said, like, you know, the would you rathers or the insecurities or kind of, like, interpretation or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, are these letter of the, like, what it says, or?
Is there room for interpretation?
There is a ton of room for interpretation. So whatever you possibly think that means, you can go by, Jim.
So, I mean, like, 18 says gotten a felony.
Right.
Does it mean you have to be arrested and convicted of it, or?
Or just committed the act that would get you caused.
Right.
Whatever you want to make it be, I guess, is the best.
Yeah, look who's asking the questions now.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, because, like, some of the questions just assume, like,
There's a lot of assumptions being made by what some of them say.
Right, and like then there's specific ones like, you know, gotten a felony. It's like, wait a minute.
And that was the only one that I was like, geez, you know, if any of us have, I don't know that we would necessarily want to admit it like on a podcast.
True.
So, I mean, if anybody's not comfortable with that one, I mean, we can always strike it.
I'm going to lose a lot of dollar amount if we do.
Okay. All right. I mean,
that might count as Jim's arrest and felony.
Nice.
Right.
So right. Who do we want to start with?
Well, I mean, man, you've intrigued, I think, all of us here. Why don't we start with you, Jim?
Okay.
So the first one was smoked weed, and I said,
"Oh,
no.
Wait, are we gonna guess? We should guess our numbers for him, right?"
Oh, you want to guess, like, the total?
Yeah, we should guess
the
total.
Yeah, that's how I envisioned
first.
It, too.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Let's do that.
So the total that I had for Jim was $140.
Wow.
What did you have, Dylan?
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I misread. I don't know why I heard drunk. I have, like, around the same amount.
What's around the same amount? That's kind of fucked up that you won't say the amount.
I was about to.
Well, no, you just said around the same amount. What does that mean?
150.
Okay, that's $10 more.
I was more like, wow, that's remarkably similar.
Okay, all right.
I had Jim actually in my head. I thought he was going to be the lowest dollar amount, but he ended up not being. I had him at 130, though.
Wow. Okay, so do we want
to... So we all have a consistent opinion of Jim. Is that he's a fucking criminal?
I honestly cannot think... No, I did not think, though, that Jim was going to break 100. When I was looking through that list initially, I was like, all right. But then I started thinking about it, not knowing much and all that, but just kind of guessing. And, yeah, I was actually kind of surprised by the total for Jim out of everybody.
All right. All right. So, Jim, what amount did you end up at for yourself?
Oh, I didn't guess myself.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit. Okay, so as we go through these, you got to, like, mark down for yourself.
Do you want me to do it real quick?
Yeah, no, we can
categorize. No, as we go through them, we'll discuss them, and you can mark down for yourself, and then you can total it up at the end.
Okay.
Okay? So smoked weed, I put a no for Jim.
I put no.
I put yes.
Okay.
Dylan and Mike are correct.
Okay. Pop pills, I put a yes.
Now see that, like, again, that's a, like, what do you, does that mean by popped pills? Narcotics? No,
prescription purpose. So
come on, let's be real. It's definitely like some sort of illicit.
Yeah, something illicit.
Not just like you were given a prescription and said take two and you said okay,
I'll like
take
you two. didn't take like a Benadryl allergy pill this morning because you have allergies.
You were like, this will make me feel good and get me through the day.
Gotcha.
So I put yes for that one.
I put no.
I put no.
See, Mike's kind of a little privy to some information.
Am I?
Yeah,
I didn't base it on any information. I just based it on what I thought might be the case.
I wouldn't say, like, pop pills, but, I mean, you've seen me. I go get my Canadian Tylenol with codeine while we're in Canada, so.
Oh, fuck, that doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count either.
No, then no.
Well, wait. Here, let's find out. Is it because you're trying to, you know, take off the edge of some pain?
If I get a migraine, they help a lot. And if my back really hurts real bad, they'll help.
Nah, that's not... No, they're talking like, did you take like ecstasy or
that? No, never.
Okay.
Or if you took four or five of them just to feel the effect, not as a pain.
Okay. All right. Went streaking.
I put yes.
I've got no for that one.
I put yes.
The answer is yes.
I knew it.
Yeah, that one, I mean, that seemed like a no-brainer for Jim.
Well, let's get through the next couple. There's
okay, so skinny dipping, I also put yes, because, I mean, if he went streaking, he had to have gone skinny dipping.
I put yes.
I've got yes for that.
You are all correct.
Been arrested, I put no.
Well, let me tell you the story while we got three and four done. So, I think it was in high school. My buddy had an in-the-ground pool, and it was like the middle of winter. And they all threw a bunch of money in a pile, and they're like, you will not swim. Like, they busted out one side of the ice, like, on one side of the pool, and busted out the other side. And they're like, we dare you to swim from one end to the other. And I'm like, what? I said, I'll do it. And they're like, naked. And I'm like, what? I'll do it. So I ran out of the house naked, ran down, jumped in the end where the crack was for me to hop in, swam under the ice all the way to the other end, popped out, ran into the house. It ran right into the shower.
All
right.
Bam!
Now, does that count as both your streaking and your skinny dipping?
I would have to say yes, because I was in water and naked.
And you were in public.
You're saying the skinny dipping. That part's not in question, but I'm not sure is that the streaking, because it was the same. All you did was run naked in front of the people to get to the water. They were betting you. So that was just kind of like...
I guess I could see what you're saying.
Versus, like, streaking, like, in campus or whatnot. You take off your clothes, and then you go streaking, and people who are not expecting to see you naked...
Yeah,
that's true, I guess.
That's more...
Gosh, this is Chris, you're lowering his dollar amount, man.
I know.
That's right. So is that number three?
Chris is saying no on number three, so I guess he'd be right if we go by his logic.
I mean, I'm inclined to agree with him in that sense.
After he said it.
Yeah, because the streaking, I think, I mean, I implied it as, like, in public and not as part of the skinny dipping.
I mean, who goes skinny dipping, goes in clothes, and then takes it off in the pool? I mean, that kind of defeats some of the purpose of the skinny dipping.
Yeah, I didn't like Frank the Tank down the
street. I don't know about that.
So was the skinny dipping number three or number four?
Number four.
Okay. That one's good, and then streaking is number three.
Yeah.
Yes.
According to Chris's logic, I have not been streaking.
Okay. All right, next one.
I like my logic.
All right, so after the skinny dipping was been arrested.
I said yes.
I said no.
I've got no.
I have not been.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I felt like you had told me some story. Like I got arrested once.
I've come close to being arrested, but I've never actually been cuffed and arrested. Actually, sorry, I've been cuffed. I've never been arrested.
Wow.
Oh.
Never been booked or charged with anything.
Wasn't an officer of the law.
Yeah.
Oh. gotten into a fist fight. I put yes for that one.
I did too.
I've got a yes.
I have been in fist fights.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see you getting really pissed at somebody and, you know, throwing hands.
Yeah, now, just so you guys know, I did when I know the fist fight for everybody, I did kind of go just like physical altercation. It doesn't necessarily have to be fists being thrown.
All right, I got you. Yeah.
I've got Dylan down with scratching and biting.
Nice.
Oh. Okay, gotten drunk. I think that's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wrecked a car? I put yeah for Jim.
I put no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jim? Oh, wait. Sorry. I was looking at something else. I did put yes.
Okay. But Chris?
I put a yes.
That is a yes.
Because I remember from when we had this discussion on the first episode I was on.
Right. Oh. Yeah. How many accidents I've been in?
Have you ever egged a house, Jim? I put no.
I've got no.
I put yes.
That is a negative, Ghost Rider.
I couldn't see Jim doing that. Okay, so I have a little insight into this one because he asked me what this next thing was. Have you ever played Ding Dong Ditch?
Well, once you told me what it was, we called it something completely different.
Okay. Well, I chose no.
So
I thought maybe... Maybe you hadn't done it because you didn't know what it was, but that was just a guess. So you have done it then?
Well, I can't tell until the other guys guess.
I said no.
What did you say, Chris?
I said no.
No, I have.
Okay.
You deviant person, you.
Now, the Ben suspended, I took that as like from school.
That's how that I was took one of it, the because
that
of
was one of that was one of the ones that it didn't really have a whole lot of detail there, but I took it as like been suspended from school.
Well, the reason I did too is because expelled was right underneath it.
Right, exactly. Yep.
But I mean, you could have had, like, suspended from your license.
Yeah, suspended from your job.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I thought that that one might need a little bit of clarification or what I was defining it as. And I think
anyone has yes, what their identification is, though, before Jim tells us.
Okay, I put yes, and I said, like, from school, or I thought from school.
I put yes, and I was thinking from school as well.
Yeah, I did the same.
I have been suspended from school.
Okay.
All right, well, just out of curiosity, have you been suspended from work?
No. I've never had my license suspended either.
So the next one is expelled. And again, I thought from school, and I put a yes.
I thought from school, and I said no.
I thought from school, and I said no.
I have not been expelled ever.
Okay.
Why did you think he got expelled?
I don't know. I figured, you know, like...
Straight to expulsion.
I figured, you know, if he's been suspended, I mean, and he's gotten into that much trouble, then maybe he's taken it a step further.
I'm surprised I wasn't, but...
Okay, so but the next one, I don't think that needs any explanation. Pulled a fire alarm. Jim? Or Dylan?
I said yes.
I also said yes. And you know what you don't know why I said yes? I figured Jim would just pull a fire alarm just to see what would happen.
That's more out of curiosity than create chaos.
Yeah.
That's a good theory, but no, I've never pulled a fire alarm.
Wow.
So have you ever TP'd someone's property?
Well, I'm putting down a yes on that one.
I put yes.
I put a no.
I have not TP'd someone's property.
Because he's a fucking old man, and by the time that shit was cool, he was a fucking old man.
I was in bed already.
He was tired.
No, I've been with people that have, like, done it, and I didn't participate just because I thought it was stupid, but... So I've been in the vicinity of it being done. I just never did.
Have you ever stolen something?
I said yes.
I went with yes.
I went with yes, and I just realized that I could have said yes that he stole Dylan's virginity.
Be fair, I don't know if that's true. He's kind of a slut.
Wow.
Who, Dylan?
Wow.
Dylan. Yeah, that's true.
But no, I said stolen something like a material possession. I said yes.
You are all correct.
Who hasn't stolen something?
Well, we'll see if anybody has said no.
Way to ruin the podcast.
Yeah.
What else is new?
I know which one I'm changing my answer for Dylan on.
Dylan ruins the podcast on a weekly basis. That's why, Chris, you're going to be the new co-host.
Hey, all right.
No love for Dylan.
Jim... I can't even ask this one in a serious question. Have you ever gotten a ticket?
That's a big 10-4.
That's a big $10, yeah.
Yes. I mean, come on. Chris, did you answer yes on that one?
I had a yes on the ticket.
Okay. I figured you must have.
Kind of like drunk. That was a gimme.
Yeah. Drag raced?
I said no.
Now, for the first moment that I read that one, I don't know why, but I was like, did Jim ever dress in drag?
I have a picture I can send you.
Right?
I've been with plenty of drag queens, but...
There, you'll see it in the... I'm going to send it to the to this group.
You can post that, dude. I think I did.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
That's a new
I think one. I think I asked if that was actually...
A drag queen.
If that was actually Jim, or is that somebody that was related to him?
No, you're just like, who is that? I'm like, it's Jim.
No, I thought it was somebody related to him.
Yeah, oh, like that thing they would do on the cartoons, like where it would be like, oh, it's your aunt. It just kind of looks like a creepy older version of you with a lot of makeup on.
He kind of looks like, do you remember that Drew Carey show? Looks like Mimi.
Mimi.
I think I look good, damn good as a chick.
I was going to say Divine, but...
I look Divine?
Like the drag queen Divine, you know, like the fucking
have you ever gotten a felony?
Did we ever actually answer the drag race?
Oh, yeah. I said yes. Did you drag race, Jim?
Well, what did the other boys think?
I said yes.
I said no.
I have drag raced.
Oh,
I knew it.
And did you win?
Sometimes.
Oh, multiple times.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a stretch about maybe 10 miles away from where I grew up. It's just a long, just straight-ass stretch.
See, what, you know what's funny is I'm picturing Jim doing this at a younger age, except I kind of just picture him the way he is now with a bunch of people that are like, obviously like 20 or 30 years younger than him.
He's bringing a minivan. Looks...
Yeah. What's the next one?
Jim, have you ever gotten a felony? I chose no.
I chose no.
I also chose no.
No, I've never gotten a felony.
All right. Well, have you graffitied something?
I said no.
I put no.
I also put no.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Oh!
So you got $10 that none of the rest of us thought you were going to get.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay. And then finally, this one should have been like with the suspended right. and expelled.
Should have been number 10.
Have you ever been kicked out of class?
I put yes.
I put yes.
I also put yes.
Absolutely not. Yes, I've been kicked out of class.
Ah. All right. Let's
so Jim, who was close to your total?
I guess I have to add it up, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how that normally works.
60, you got 120.
70.
Oh, were you playing along with his numbers, Dylan?
80,
yeah, I'm gonna send 90, you a picture of my 100, phone piece of paper when I'm done.
Yeah, I got 120.
So I'm closest.
Wow.
What was yours? 130.
130.
Alrighty.
See, I thought the best of you, Jim, out of everybody. I'm the one who thought the best of you.
Dylan thought the worst of you.
I thought the absolute worst of you.
I appreciate that, Chris.
All right. Well, speaking of Dylan, why don't we move on to Dylan?
I'd like to move on, Dylan.
So, Dylan, have you smoked weed? I mean, you smoked weed tonight. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Could I leave that in?
I can't even lie. I couldn't even lie about that if I wanted to. Oh, wait, you guys got to guess what you guessed.
Well,
for me.
Based on the information today, I originally had you as a no for some reason, but I...
Whoa.
No, I had him as a yes.
No, what were your totals for me?
Oh, right.
Oh, shit, the totals. Okay, yeah, that's right. We got to do the totals first.
All right,
Did you have your total as well, Dylan?
Yeah, I have mine counted out already.
Okay, all right.
I've got Dylan down as the bad boy of the group at 170.
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
Jim? Wow!
Hold on.
Holy cow! That's amazing.
170, Jesus.
What's the maximum that can be on this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd have to count the... I'll count the thing real quick.
I have Dylan at 90.
No way. He gets 90.
No way!
Okay, well, you know what? I'm a lot closer to Jim than I am to Chris. I had you at 100.
Wait, what okay. was, and I was, we, I waffled at one of mine, so I could have easily been 100, but what is
okay,
this?
Well,
170?
170.
170. Right. Holy shit.
How do you guys get down that far? I mean, what on this do you think he hasn't done?
Well, we'll find out.
All right, hold on. I'm going to count the total real quick. Hold on. 10.
Well, don't tell us what it is.
Well, no, the maximum total.
Maximum total, not my total. I got to count again. He interrupted me. Fucking goddamn it.
Everybody be quiet. He's mathing.
270.
Well, can we discuss like the first couple while Dylan's counting? So the smoked weed, I had a yes.
We
all had yes.
Okay, grand total is 270.
Oh, okay. So a lot more than...
Yeah, room.
Yeah, you got margin of error there.
But you take out felony and you're down to 220. I mean,
yeah. The popped pills. What'd you have, Chris?
Oh, I had yes.
Jim?
I had no.
I had yes as well.
Only Jim has faith. I have
okay.
not.
Okay. Wow. Went streaking.
Yep.
I also had yes.
I have no.
I could tell you a story. No, there's not much to it, but yes, I have gone streaking.
I took off my clothes. I ran.
All right. Skinny dipping. I had a yes on that one. I
do, too.
I had a yes.
No, I've never been.
Jesus.
Really? Wow.
Not that I can remember, anyway.
I think you'd remember, because it didn't happen when you were, like, 5.
No, I've never, I've never gotten skinny dipping.
Did, like, Bill Cosby feed you a pill at some point, and... No,
I answered no to that question.
Okay, just checking. Well, maybe you didn't remember.
taking a pill. It's him.
Maybe you just ended up sore in the morning. I didn't know. Have you ever been arrested?
I put no.
I put no.
I also put no.
You're all correct.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight?
I put yes.
I put no.
I also put no.
It's true.
Wait, you have gotten into a fist fight?
Yeah, with like one of my friends when I was younger.
Oh, okay. All right.
We got into an altercation.
Was it a over a truck?
Oh, altercation?
No, it wasn't.
Have you ever gotten drunk? Does a bear shit in the woods?
Not really. Yeah, I'm not. I can't even.
That's as good as the first question.
Yeah. Have you ever wrecked a car?
Yes.
I put no. Would you have, Chris?
Yes.
No. Dylan? Now, when you say wrecked, you mean like, I mean, we're talking like wrecked a car, like just like, you know, front end is bashed in.
I would say at least $1,500 worth of damage. At least, no. Minimum. Okay.
No, no, never.
All right.
See, I said yes because you wrecked your car.
I don't think he did, though. That's not a wreck.
I didn't wreck my car.
Scraped his car.
I scratched it. It just cost me a lot of friggin' money to fix.
Yeah, that's more than a scratch.
I mean, he didn't affect the frame. He didn't do shit.
I could drive the car.
He could still drive the car, Jim.
The car.
The car. Not the car.
The plane.
He said it kind of fast. It was like, the car.
God, I can't win. You guys talk about how slow I talk. I talk fast. I talk so too fast. I talk too slow. What is there a happy fucking medium here?
No.
Apparently not. Jesus Christ.
The only time you talk fast is when you're either really engaged or you're really enjoying it.
Well, I know whose houses I'm going to go fucking egg now.
Well, mark him for an R10.
Dylan, have you ever egged a house? I put no.
I've got no.
I put no.
No, I've never done that.
However, have you played Ding Dong Ditch?
I put yes.
I've got yes.
I also have yes.
You are correct.
Have you been suspended?
I put no.
I've got yes.
I also have no.
No.
Have you been expelled?
No.
I also put no. Chris. Is there somebody else?
Chris has not answered.
I said, no, how do you guys not hear me? I'm sorry. No, I said that he did not.
Okay, well, you're correct.
All right.
Okay. Well, so if Levin's a no, I mean, it's kind of...
Yeah, well, you never know, though. I mean, he may have just leapt from suspended to expelled. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
Happen. It's just likely.
That's the talent, but yeah.
Dylan, have you ever pulled a fire alarm?
Fuck no, he never has.
I've got a yes.
I have a no.
But I'm
fuck
sure
no, I, fuck no, I never have.
Yeah, he'd be too afraid.
Have you TP'd someone's property?
I have a yes.
I also have a yes.
Yep.
You are all correct.
Have you stolen something?
That's a yes.
Well, who hasn't?
Right. Yeah. According to Dylan.
Dylan, have you gotten a ticket? I think we've discussed.
I didn't confirm number 16, but the answer is yes.
I wasn't even going to ask you to confirm it because we all know that you probably did.
Question number one.
Yeah. Have you gotten a ticket? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever drag raced?
I've got yes.
I have no.
I also have no.
The answer is no.
Okay. Have you gotten a felony?
Yes.
No.
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 Okay. Have you graffitied something?
I've got a yes.
I've got a yes.
I also have a yes.
No.
Wait a minute. Wow. Hold on. Wait.
No, I've never graffitied anything.
You've never were in school and drew on the desk.
That doesn't count.
Bullshit, it don't count.
I don't remember ever doing that.
Is that a surface you own?
No, but I never did it.
You never drew on a desk.
Dude, we never played with spray paint.
Why does it doesn't have to be spray paint?
You've got a pencil.
Actually, you know what?
I'm so associated with the thought of graffiti being like with spray paint cans.
Actually, you know what? I'm right with Dylan. I haven't done that either.
You've never drawn on a desk?
No.
I've drawn on plenty of desks, but I've never like, you know.
Oh, he drew on it. I thought he just said that he didn't.
If we're going to go by those rules, then yeah, I have.
You've never like nicked a nick in a bathroom or something? Like wrote your friend's number in it?
Wall or something?
Put a sticker in a bathroom wall? Like in a
brew house or something?
Brew house? No, I haven't.
Alrighty, I guess Dylan's gonna stay quiet on this one.
Well,
I'm doing some math in my head.
All right, and then finally, Dylan, have you ever been kicked out of class? And I had a no for that.
I have a no also. He'd be too afraid.
So I've got a yes on that.
The answer is no.
All right, wow. Dylan. So what was your total?
My total was 80.
80, wow.
Okay. Man, I thought you were a lot more fun and exciting than you are.
Nope.
Dylan's afraid of his shadow, dude.
Right.
Yep.
I thought maybe younger Dylan was more adventurous.
He is still younger, oh, Dylan.
Doesn't get more younger.
All right, who's next?
You want Chris or me?
Let's do Chris.
All right.
Yeah, let's do me.
In your dreams.
I'm in do me.
All right, so, like, I ran through these with Chris the other night, but I can't recall all of the answers that he gave. So I just wanted to preface it with that. So, like, I do remember some of the things he said, but not all of them.
Alrighty.
So what are our guesses? I had Chris at 100.
Oh shit, I forgot what Chris's was. Hold on.
Oh, Mike, what about you?
I had Chris at 140.
Oops, wait a second.
Could you, like, when you do the editing, could you put some, like, thing in about him doing math and put, like, the Jeopardy theme at this point?
I could try.
Or like, what's that, like, to do some math
and just kind of put the
I have Chris at 180.
180? Holy shit. Wow. That's the highest number yet.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm horrible.
Wow. 180 out of 270, Chris. Congratulations.
Yeah, right?
I think he's going to live up to it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Man.
So, has Chris ever smoked weed?
I put yes.
I also put yes.
I put no.
Point out one thing. I just want to point this out. Won't say who, but one of you is actually right on your totals.
Oh.
Now we'll just see if you got it right on the categories.
We'll find out at the end.
Yep.
Wait. Oh, I said 180. What were the other guesses?
I put 140.
Okay.
And I had 100.
All right.
So pretty big.
So maybe we should check mark, like, which ones we got right for Chris. How about that?
I'm doing that for everybody.
Oh, I haven't.
I've got a tally going and everything.
Nice. Okay.
And then Dylan's going to do some statistics on it and stuff like that, and it'll take him, like, all year.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so one was a yes. Is that what it was?
I put a yes.
I think I had two yeses and one no.
Dylan was and the no.
That was the no.
The correct answer is yes. Yes, I have.
Oh. I don't know why I thought you didn't.
170 to go, baby.
I feel like we've definitely had this conversation.
Yeah, well, nope. Apparently not. Or you didn't listen.
Or you were stoned and had it by yourself.
There you go.
Boy, Chris, what do you do? Nothing. I'm a dildo.
Oh, don't leave that in the pod.
If you could just cut out that one part, but leave in the don't leave that in the pod, that'd be great.
Oh, I think I've done that before.
He has done that before.
That's funny.
So, has Chris ever popped pills? Dylan, what do you say?
I said no.
I said yes.
I said yes, just based off of knowing when he went through at one point in his life.
Yeah, and that logic is going to get you the win here.
I thought we weren't doing that, though.
What's that?
I thought we weren't saying, but that was like for a medical use.
Yeah, but I became addicted with all the morphine from when I was had my face redone and all that. So I then was popping them just from out of plain addiction.
Oh, okay. I don't remember if you included that in the story or not.
Probably not the first time, but here, I'll include it. You know, I don't want to give you guys everything. You'd never have me back.
Oh, we have you back.
That's true.
My stories go on.
Just like Jim's hurt will go on for Dylan.
Right. That's right.
So, has Chris ever been streaking?
I said yes.
I said yes.
I said no.
The correct answer is no.
Boo.
But has Chris ever been skinny dipping?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's resounding.
Jim, you sounded very excited.
Because every question we get right, or I get right, is one closer to 180.
I said yes.
Wow.
And the correct answer is yes, I have. Ding, ding, ding. You guys are a winners.
A winner is you.
That's 30.
Chris, have you ever been arrested? Dylan?
I said no.
I said
no. I also, go ahead, Jim.
I said no.
I also said no.
And no, it is correct. That came out awkward.
That's okay. We'll edit it in post.
That's right. No, I have not been arrested.
Has Chris ever gotten into a fist fight?
I said yes.
Jim?
I said no.
I said yes.
And the correct answer is yes. Yes, I have. Couple.
Nice. He seemed very zen-like to me.
Oh. Dude, he does karate, man. He's definitely kicked someone's ass.
That's why I said no.
Since I've started, haven't gotten into anything.
Well, that's why I put no on it, because that's what, you know, it's that part of the teaching. You don't never use it unless you have
to. You don't actually use it.
Yeah.
Has Chris ever been drunk?
Yes.
I said yes, because I've heard stories of Chris being drunk.
I said yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that you guys all agreed. Yes, I have.
Has Chris ever wrecked a car?
Yes.
No.
No.
All right. Well, I said yes as well.
It is definitely a yes if you've been listening to the podcast.
Yes. Has Chris ever egged a house?
Yes.
I said no.
I also said no.
I'm pretty sure that just, you know, Jim is yes to everything, trying to get up to the 180 at this point. But it's a no.
Oh. So far, I'm perfect as far as the things I've said yes or no about.
I've gotten two wrong, I think.
Has Chris ever played Ding Dong Ditch?
Yes.
I said yes.
I put no.
No, I have not.
You son of a bitch.
No. Jim is getting so upset right now.
I know.
Has Chris ever been suspended?
Yes.
I also put yes.
No.
I have been suspended. It was an in-school suspension, but I'm counting it.
Yes.
Jim is like the cruel, like, race dog owner.
But here was the fun thing, is that I was in-school suspended in my senior year, and I got called out of in-school suspension to go have breakfast with the superintendent.
That's awesome.
Because my grades were high. So.
Well, what'd you give them?
Well, breakfast. Let me just say there was some sausage involved.
No. You said your grades were high.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sure. lots of money.
I'm actually picturing Jim as like the old lady at bingo with like the bingo marker, yeah. Like punched over like his sheet that he has all this written down on. That's what I'm picturing.
I just pictured Chris as the carefree, fun-loving, I'll fucking do it.
Oh, no. Okay. I was the studious Goody Two-Shoes, actually.
You were in your youth?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I actually used art and stuff.
Fuck, I got my shit wrong, then.
All right. Well, Chris, have you ever been expelled?
I say no.
I also said no.
I said no.
And no, I have not been expelled.
That's number 12, right? Just want to make sure I'm marking the right things right.
Yeah.
Chris, have you ever pulled a fire alarm?
I said no.
I said no.
I also said no.
Yes, I have.
Oh. That's the first one I've gotten wrong.
Yeah, no, I have pulled a fire alarm. And, yeah, but I was supposed to be fair.
Yeah, you know.
Like the normal, what you guys are probably thinking, like, you know, kids daring you or anything like that. It was when I was in college and I was an RA, and we were having fire safety training. Someone had to pull the fire alarm. And the fire
so you took the opportunity to do so.
Oh, hell yeah. Who doesn't want to pull a fire alarm if you have a chance?
Right. So has Chris ever TP'd someone's house or someone's property, rather?
I say yes.
I say yes.
Yep, I have done that. I was not willing to egg, but I was willing to TP it. Headlines.
Yeah, eggs are just so damaging.
Exactly. Toilets are fun. Eggs, not so fun.
Yeah. So, has Chris stolen something?
Of course, everybody has.
Yes, everybody has.
I put yes.
Including Chris.
Yes, even I have stolen things.
Has Chris gotten a ticket?
Yes.
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 Just one, but I did get it.
Has Chris drag raced? I fear this is the one I got wrong.
I say yes.
I say no.
I put yes.
Yes, I have.
Booyah! Oh, wow, I got that one right.
I know who got your total right now.
I'm guessing me.
It's you.
Has Chris gotten a felony?
Well, this is where all my points come in. Yes.
No.
No, he didn't.
I put no.
And no, I have not gotten a felony. But thanks for your faith, guys. I appreciate it.
And has Chris graffitied something?
Absolutely.
I put yes.
I put yes.
And yes, I have.
Hey, just so you guys know, mine was with spray paint.
And finally, was Chris kicked out of class?
I have yes.
I also
I also have yes.
Yes, I was. I threw chalk back at the teacher after he threw it at me. And then I answered a question correctly, so I got kicked.
Wait, did I add this up wrong then? 10, 20, 30, 40,
maybe I added 50, mine up wrong.
60, 70, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140. Because I only saw one that pulled the fire alarm. I put no, and you said you did.
I got 140, so...
I see why. Wait, what was... I got the, what do you call it? I lied on the graffiti. Because I put down on my sheet, no, and I had 140. I actually should have 150. Right,
gotcha.
So sorry. Which one was that?
When I started thinking about the desk and all that I argued about earlier, I realized, yeah, I have graffitied.
Gotcha. Okay. So I was 10 off then.
Yeah, off of your initial. Sorry. No one got a
print. Yeah.
I lied to you.
That's okay.
So 150, you're still the bad boy.
Yeah.
Wait, which one did you lie on again?
The graffiti.
Which number
originally,
is that?
Originally, in mine, I said no, but then when I was talking to you about graffiti, I realized that yes, I did. So Mike was right with my initial, but as I thought about the question more, that's where you veered.
Which one is that? The 18?
The second to last one.
19. He didn't lie when he gave the answer to us, Dylan. He lied to himself.
Oh, okay.
Right. His total was 10 less than what it actually was.
All right, well, whatever.
Or something like that.
All right, it's Mike's turn. So I'm just letting you know that Mike has gotten one guess closest, Chris has gotten one guess closest, and Jim has gotten one guess closest. So unless I get the next one, if we're going to make a game out of this, the three of you guys have a good chance of winning the game. I don't know what you win, bragging rights, I guess, but...
What's the closest that you've gotten on anybody?
My closest was to you, Chris. Or, no, I'm sorry, it was not you.
I was going to say, you were way off.
I don't know, I guess it was Jim? It would have to be Jim, right? Yeah, I was kind of close to Jim, 30 points off.
Wow, okay. Well, Dylan, what did you guess for me? How many points total?
I guessed for you 60.
Wow. Okay. Jim, what'd you guess for me?
100.
Okay. And Chris?
I've got you down at 120. You were my good guy.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Dylan, you might win this one. I think we might have to like play it like whoever gets the most ones right of like the same answers that I gave between you and Jim.
All right, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
I've got a question before we start.
Yeah.
Did you actually have to smoke it?
My answer
was smoked.
All right, I'd like to change my total.
That's true. Jim and I were apparently reading this the same way.
Yeah.
I read it literally.
I would like to change my total to 90 now.
I'd like to change mine to 110.
Now it's even closer between me and Jim.
Alrighty.
What was that little squeak?
Well, if you didn't figure that out by now, Jim won, then, if he's down to 90.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah? Because you guys were perfectly right between me.
There was a 20-point differential between the two of us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see.
Well, now that Mike has ruined the game.
Yeah, right?
Well, no, but let's see. I mean, let's see where you guys are at as far as which ones you think I've done.
All right. So the smoke... Number one, so, we've already ruled out. The answer is no.
Right.
No. All right, Mike. Have you ever popped pills? I said no.
I said no.
I've got yes. I went adventurous.
The answer to that is no. I have not popped pills.
All righty then. Number three, went streaking.
I said no.
I've got no on that one.
I said no.
So now, like, if you went by the Jim Edelston rules, like I ran into the house from the swimming pool, then the answer would be yes. But we're not going by those rules, and I didn't go by that. Like, when I answered this before hearing Jim's response, I went no.
Alrighty. Number four, skinny dipped. I selected yes.
I said no.
I got yes.
And Jim and Chris would be correct.
Wow.
Why wow? What?
I didn't think you would have it in you.
You couldn't see him be like, hey, Liz, there's a bowl with some water in it, and it's just there's us some... here.
There's a pool with some water. As opposed to...
There's a pool with some water in it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow.
Like, you'd be any more obvious.
Mr. Mike?
Oh, God.
I don't know how anybody would be able to resist you with those moves.
Well, there might be chlorine in it to keep it disinfected.
He turned Canadian all of a sudden.
I don't know, he sounded pretty Canadian when you were doing them.
Did he?
Whoa.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
All righty.
Well, the answer is yes.
When skinny dipping a pool with water in it?
With water? No, and then I got out the skateboard and started fucking, you know, fucking doing tricks.
Naked.
Naked in the empty pool.
Well, unless it was a round pool that, like, was kind of, like, oval, you wouldn't have been able to do tricks. I'm picturing, like, a typical northeast... Northern United States pool was boxy, straight down.
Nope. We got raised tides on it, buddy.
So you had the kind where you could really do, like, tricks on your skateboard?
No, because it's always filled with water.
If it wasn't filled with water.
Water in it.
It is filled with water. When it's open, when the cover's not on it, it's filled with fucking water.
Say water just evaporated and it was gone. Some alien put a space ray in there and evaporated all your water.
It was. Do we have to describe why and how it became?
No, because my name's not Tony fucking Hawk.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
He's asking if I could do skateboard tricks swimming pool.
Can you? Was it that kind of pool? Like one of those California pools where it had rounded sides and.
No, it's rectangular, but it's got like the. On the sides, it inclines. So could you do tricks on it? Probably.
So it went straight up. It was 90 degrees.
No, it had like inclines to the sides of the pool. Or it has.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know about Melissa's parents' pool, but I mean my aunt's pool has the inclines on the edges all the way around, and so does my parents.
So anyway, we were outside. We were standing around outside, naked.
Yeah. The pool was empty.
The ground.
Pool was empty. Saw an alien ship come down, took our water.
Hey, so I have a question for you guys, since all four of us have been skinny dipping. Were any of the pools, like, empty of water? Oh, wait, Dylan had it. Never mind.
Dylan didn't do it. The pool was empty.
It's one of Dylan's bucket list items. Too.
Don't go skinny dipping in an empty pool.
God, that just sounds depressing. Skinny dipping in an empty pool sounds like a song.
Like MacArthur Park?
Exactly. All right. So where are we? Number five?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Number five.
I forgot we were still doing this. I'm like, I thought we were done. Okay.
Number five.
No.
Wait, have I ever been arrested?
Oh.
I said no.
So everybody said no. No, I have not been arrested.
Alrighty. Number six, gotten into a fist fight.
I said no.
I said, I think I said yes, because I'm picturing him and Sean being in them as they grew up.
I'm going to say yes. See,
the correct answer is yes, but it wasn't with Sean.
Tina?
No, not my sister, no.
Alrighty. Number seven, gotten drunk. I think that's a wash.
That's going to be a yes.
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 Number eight, wrecked a car. I said yes.
Yes.
I said no.
The answer would be yes, young Dylan.
Wow.
Number nine, egg someone's house. I went with a negative.
I went with no.
I said yes for this one.
Well, Chris, You'd be wrong. I have not egged a house.
That's just not, I can't picture Mike doing something like that.
Nah, you know, no.
I thought there could be a hidden side to it.
Playing Ding Dong Ditch. I think I said no to this one also.
I said yes.
I said yes, but when I really think about it, Mike's a big guy. That'd be hard to play.
I haven't always been this big, guys.
Just happened recently.
Yes. Yes.
No, but I'm sure that you were probably bigger than most of your classmates.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, I've done that. I mean, not recently, but like when I was a kid, I did that a few times.
All right. Yeah.
All righty. Moving on then. Have you been suspended?
I said no.
I also said no.
I went with yes.
Wow. I have not been suspended.
Then I'm guessing my answer for number 12, not being expelled either, was a no.
Wait, what?
Number 12, been expelled. I'm saying no.
Oh, okay. No. The way you worded that was a little strange, so I wasn't sure what you were saying.
I'm having to figure out what exactly you said.
Yes. I don't know what I said.
The answer to that question is a no. I have not been expelled.
Did Dylan and Chris give their answers?
Yeah, I had said no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Number 13, pulled a fire alarm. I would have to say no on this one also.
Pulled a fire alarm.
Oh, apparently in Canadian, so it had English and French in it.
I said no.
I said no.
The answer was no.
All righty. Have you ever TP'd someone's property? I said no.
I said yes.
I said yes.
And the answer is no.
Number 15, stolen something. I said yes.
I said yes.
Well, despite everyone having stolen something, I'm going to say no for Mike.
Wow. Chris, you're wrong yet again.
Man, I don't know you.
Man, I don't know you.
I could picture Mike like coming home with a pen in his pocket and be like, oh, no. I got to bring this back tomorrow, and then forgets.
Or like I accidentally stole something from Wegmans.
Yeah.
I'd be distraught. But you know what? They're open 24 hours, so I could take it back immediately.
And they'd be like, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
They'd be like, have a piece of cake on us.
Or no, you just keep that for yourself.
Dylan, that was your prompt to go, cake?
Cake. Number 16, gotten a ticket. I went with yes. I said yes. Chris?
Oh, I have yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know he goes to lots of concerts. He gets lots of tickets.
Oh snap.
But also, he's gotten traffic violation tickets, I'm going to go with.
Mike?
Jim, did you answer?
I said yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. Actually, the answer is yes, but I haven't ever gotten a ticket at a concert.
Two concerts? It just says gotten a ticket.
Yeah, you purchased a ticket for a concert.
Yeah.
I know, I was just expanding upon what you said, Chris.
Okay.
No, he means like you have gotten physical tickets to go to a concert.
Oh, I see. I didn't understand what you meant by that. I thought it was like, wait, what, like I parked somewhere bad at the concert?
Yeah, you see what he did now? See what he did
Now we have to go back on all of yours.
Yeah.
Luckily, you all got tickets anyhow, so.
Yeah. Well, all right. a couple speeding tickets. Let's just say that.
Alrighty then. Number 17, drag raced. I said no.
No.
What, like in my minivan? No.
Number 18, the big one, gotten a felony.
No.
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 That's actually a yes. No, I'm just fucking with you. No, that's a
All right, number 19, graffitied something. I said no.
I said no.
I said no.
Well, see, now you guys all thought that Dylan had to have done something, but you all thought that I didn't do anything.
Because you just told us the last time that you didn't.
Well, like when we were talking about Dylan's. So did you change your answer at that point?
Yeah, because you said you didn't graffiti anything.
Oh, okay. Did any of you have yes prior to that?
I did.
Okay. So you changed your answer then.
Correct.
No, okay.
You're not graffitiing anything.
All right. Okay.
I mean, to me, that one's like,
stealing something. I mean, like, everybody's done it.
I actually haven't. I feel like I should now. I should just do it, right?
Probably. Yeah, that
would up your score.
You could, yeah. You could just get a piece of paper, tape it to your desk, like on all corners, all the way around it, and then scribble on that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll just graffiti on Jim the next time I see him.
Could do that, too. If you did that, I would go get it tattooed onto me.
Oh, hey. So big old cock, like, on the back of your head?
Yep. On my
neck. I meant, like a chicken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like Vince.
Yeah. All right.
And number 20 to wrap
close
it up.
Being yep.
kicked out of class. I said no.
I said yes.
I said no.
Well, the answer would be no. Right. I guess, I mean, that took us a long while to get through, but yeah, my total for myself was 80, if you guys didn't figure that out. I think Jim came close.
I got 70.
Oh, wait, you got 70? I thought you had 60.
No, I just counted it up. It said 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Well, shit, man, you can't fucking math, can you?
Wait a minute.
So Jim had 80, right?
Wait, smoked weed, no. Pop pills, no. Went streaking, no. Skinny dipped, yes. Been arrested, no. Gotten in a fist fight, yes. Gotten drunk, yes. That's 30. Wrecked a car, you said yes, right?
Yep.
That's 50. Egg mm-hmm. someone's
that's
house.
40. It's 40.
No, wrecked a car is
that's
20 50. Points.
Oh, it's 20 points.
Yep, Dylan can't math.
There's the discrepancy.
10, 20, 30... 50, 60, 78. So I got 80.
All right. Well,
so I win that round, right?
Yeah, you won.
You're a winner.
How did he win that round?
Because he got 80.
He said 60.
Then he changed his point total to 80. He said he miscounted.
Because yeah, I miscounted it.
Jim, he's Dylan.
Then if you miscounted, okay. Are you talking about his correct? His total was 80?
Yeah, my total was 80.
His total was 80.
My actual total was 80.
To guess for him.
Dylan guessed 80, and I totaled 80.
No, I originally guessed 60, and then I did the math, and I got
70.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Then he realized.
No, so then my actual.
Wait, what the fuck happened, Dylan?
No. I wasn't accounting for the one question being 20 points, so I originally guessed 60.
Yeah, but that only gets
actually,
you up to
7. That would get me up to
bad
70.
Math
but then,
up
but
to
then
7.
This is my numbers. 10, 20, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80. I got 8 right, or 7 right, excuse me.
I'm confused.
I am too.
Way to go, Dylan.
He had his 60, he miscounted, it was actually 70 in his original. Then he discovered, that car wrecks were worth 20 and not 10, so that actually moved him up to 80. So he did both bad math and miscalculations. Which I think, at that point, doesn't make him win anything.
Nice.
You
no,
lose.
Technically I win.
You nothing.
We
good
all,
day,
we all,
sir.
We all win. We
said
all got
good
one
day.
Point.
We're all winners, Dylan.
Oh my gosh. So I think
we need a tiebreaker. We need to come up with one of our own.
Oh boy.
Well, right. I say you win it all, Dylan, because you got it exact.
Oh, because I got like a right on the money?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take the win. But I'm willing to come up with something else if we want to break the tie.
Although one could argue that Dylan didn't know how to do math, so maybe he really lost.
Yeah. Can you give someone credit for not knowing basic math?
Like deduct like 20 points just because?
Yeah. This is like, you know what this
what, is
the equivalent?
Like, what is this, like fucking Harry Potter?
No. You know what this is the equivalent of, Dylan? Since you're an English major, this is like you and your with a apostrophe to me.
A apostrophe?
Okay, well, oh, you mean the apostrophe?
Yeah, the YOU no. apostrophe RE, you, your.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I swear he just said apostrophe.
I did say apostrophe.
Well, you'll know when you edit it, but I thought apostrophe in my head, but who knows what came out.
All right. Well, we'll let's just give the win to Dylan.
Hooray, Dylan, you win.
Dylan's
I win.
He's got a big bucket to win this week. The full first week of the new gig. Wins the game. I mean, come on.
I'm going to take a picture of my fucking... Maybe this will explain why the math was so bad.
All right. Well, you know, we normally have some segments that we do at the close of this episode, but I think the law-breaking thing was a pretty good kind of ran the gamut of all sorts of things, you know, and, you know, none of us really have a Sarge this week. So, I mean, maybe that's a good week.
You know what? Yeah. We could just nominate ourselves because we all did some Sargy things in the past, according to this test.
Perhaps.
Or we could all nominate you for not having fucking ad shit.
Or, you know what, Jim? You could just go fuck yourself.
Wow.
You know, actually, I did do something funny. I was keeping some stats before, and there were, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were 6 questions on here that we all answered the same exact way.
Really?
And that was, here, let me bring the thing back up.
It's probably the obvious ones. Did you get a ticket?
It was number 6. Oh. We all answered yes for the fist fight. Number 7, we've all gotten drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, none of us have been expelled. Number 15, we've all stolen something. Number 16, we've all gotten a ticket. And number 18, we all answered no to getting a felony. So there you go.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Oh my God, Dylan. No wonder you couldn't add any of that shit together. Your fucking notepad was a ridiculous mess.
Jumble of something.
That explains everything.
It's like the It's Always Sunny thing with Charlie.
I don't know that show.
The clip, not the clipboard. The Pepe Sylvia.
Okay.
None of you guys know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I heard the show's really good. I've just never watched it.
It's really funny.
Hey, but so, if you wanna find out all about all of the deviant things we've done in the past or what we're going to be doing that might be unlawful in the future, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to see pictures of us in the act of committing said crimes or get our Twitter updates regarding how we're being charged for those crimes, you can follow us on both of those social media handles at JimsBBQPod.
If you would like to email us to find out about all the felonies we've committed but we are too afraid to speak about, you can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Chris, thanks for showing up tonight and gracing us with your presence.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
It's always a pleasure, Chris.
Yes. Always a pleasure.
Yes, and, we'll definitely have to have you back on. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where our pool is always full of our sweet sticky sauce.
I see what you did there.
Well done.
Nice.
You sound loud to me, but you remember last episode we tested it?
Okay, so I sound all right now too, though?
Yeah, okay. you sounded great on 60.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jim, you will look good when you're 60, too.
I hope so.
I think he'll just flirting
what? He'll just be balder and look more like Curly?